Hey guys, welcome back to my show. In today's episode, I'll be showing you how to use Google Calendars to manage your time and add in your writing events or writing related things into it and managing your out of writing life and your writing life on Google Calendars. So let me begin by sharing my screen so you can see how this works. So as you can see here, I'm sharing my January calendar. It's empty right now, but I am going to be starting doing this. I'm going to do it with you guys and show you how this works. Now you can see on this My Calendar side that I have different labels over here. My own personal things are labeled as my name. The book and writing one is where like I do writing and book related things, like maybe finishing deadlines, like deadlines for writing my book, or deadlines to finish blogs or posts or whatever. This AuthorTube podcast one is, AuthorTube is basically YouTube, which is done by authors. I called my work for my podcast as AuthorTube, just like, you know, to give it like a fancy touch. But anyways, in this one, what I do is I keep the stuff which I have labeled as AuthorTube podcast for the things I'm doing related to my podcast, like example, making podcast episodes, inviting guests to my podcast and interviewing them, talking to them and all of that. Reminders are like just simple reminders, maybe like reminder that you have a class today or something like that. Tasks are like to-do list kind of things. And then over here, these two are like, this one is for school related stuff, which is quite self-explanatory. And then you have holidays in United States, which is like, you can add that in as well if you just want to stay on top of your holidays. If you are celebrating holidays from a different heritage and you want to add those instead of the United States one, let's say you do not even live in the United States, you can go up here and then click on Browse Calendars of Interest. And then you can go down here and you see like you can go to religion. Regional holidays, you can find your country down here and do it, or you can like click on your religion and then click on that from here. And then you have sports if you want to keep on top of your sports categories, and then we have phases of the moon. Now let me show you how to create an event. So let's say you want to create like an event for January 1st. You put it as like an event. If it's an event, you can say make an episode. Make a new podcast episode. And then you can label your timing or your date. You can find your time and then click on it over here and then choose whichever one you want from here. Now let's say you have got it on this one. It's not a personal thing, so you want it to be in the correct label, and then you can go on this one, label it, change the color if you want to, put it as busy, and then if you want to add a notification, you can add description, attachments, locations. You can put it if you repeat. So let's say this is a recurring thing, which like let's say you do it every Saturday or something, you can put it in repeat and then you won't have to update it every week. And then you can just click save and then it's up here. Now, let's say you want to do something which is not like between a time frame, it's like all day long. Then you just click again on, let's say you want it to be all day for the 2nd of Jan. So you want to put it here. You click that and then click event. And then we can say, event, you can just say event 2022, whatever you want, and then you click on that and click all day. If you have a specific time zone, go take that out first. Time zone, you can choose the time zone first, and then after that you can just click on all day, and then it comes up here on this part, which shows that it's there for all day. That's why it's like a block. There were dot with the time written on it, which makes it much more easier if you want to like make it really like show what you're doing. Now in this, you also have an ability to like show or multiple things. So like, let's say on 4:30 p.m. you want to make a podcast on the same day, you can add more stuff. Like, you, let's say you want to have, let's say after that you have an event, event, and then you have that from 5:30, or yeah, you could have it from 5:30. I'll just take it as a 15 to 7:15, and then you can go again to the month, and then as you can see here, you have like these two, and then you can file as many as you want. You can even add some long day ones and all of that. Now, I believe I have not shown you how to make the labels yet, right? So let me show you how to do that. So what you can do is, to create a label, to categorize your work, you can click on other calendars and this plus button, you add that, and you can click on create new calendar. And then let's say you're using a different like calendar source, like you are using Outlook or something like that, you can export it from import and export. And if it's like a public one, you can just use a URL, subscribe to calendar, whatever you want. But if you're creating a new one to add the labels on this side, what you just have to do is you have to like just like how do I say this? Just type a name. Let's say you want to do events. You're doing all kinds of events in here. Say event related or whatever you want your description to be. And you click on create calendar. Now, once your calendar gets created, you can see that it's appeared up here, and then you can add it, change it, whatever you want to, you can do. If you go back, now you have events up here as well, and then you can just go on here. You can have another event here and then be like, interview. Make that in, and then save it, and it's in this color because it's part of the event schedule. So that's pretty much it. That's how you use Google Calendars, and I hope this really helped you with the usage of like Google Calendars, and will help you further in productivity and your other writing endeavors. So once again, enjoy, and yeah, this is it. So have a great time. Keep reading, keep writing, keep using Google Calendars. And I'll see you all next time.